You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now to the meaning of the word healthy. Food labeling is regulated by the FDA. The Food and Drug Administration is testing designs of a label that food manufacturers could voluntarily put on their packages, indicating that a product is, quote, healthy. So join in on how you read food labels, 800-642-1234. Anna Grumman is a postdoctoral fellow in the Department of Nutrition at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Anna, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. So there's this tension in the food labeling area over one word, and that is healthy. What is going on now with food makers and the FDA?
Yes. So as you mentioned, the FDA is doing two things right now. The first is around the definition of the word healthy. So as you mentioned, manufacturers are allowed to market their products using that word, for example, putting it on the front of the product's package. And the FDA has certain criteria that have to be met for companies to be allowed to use that word in their marketing. And the current definition is from the mid-90s, and they're working right now to update that definition to reflect the most recent science about healthy eating. The second thing that the FDA is doing is developing a new label that companies could choose to display if they want on their product's packaging when they meet that updated definition of healthfulness. And the goals of that label are to help consumers identify healthier foods more quickly and to promote healthier eating. So both about education and about behavior change. And that new label, again, would appear on the front of product packaging. And the FDA is conducting research to understand how to design that label to maximize these benefits.
I'm trying to figure out where the FDA is in this process, because there were public comments and now it's become kind of quiet. Like, when could consumers expect a new label?
A great question. So I can't speculate on the exact timeline, but I can tell you what the FDA has done and what they have indicated they plan to do next. So the FDA has already completed a review of research on nutrition labels and conducted some focus groups with consumers to test some early drafts of a potential label. They've also now indicated their next steps include conducting two additional studies to get more feedback on draft labels. That will include a survey of about 2,000 adults getting their reactions to different label designs. So asking questions like, how clear is this label to you? How relevant is it to you? They'll also do an experimental study. So they'll expose consumers to different types of labels to get their reactions to those labels. For example, seeing, do certain labels shift consumers towards healthier products more effectively than other labels? And they'll combine the results of those two studies to continue to develop their new healthy symbol. So that's where they are, sort of in the middle of the research process.
What about the food makers? How likely would companies start to use a voluntary healthy labeling system like this?
It's a good question. Prior studies of these voluntary programs indicate that companies will use the label. So I think there will be uptake. The exact extent to which consumers will see this on new products, you know, will it be 5% of products or 100% of products will bear this new label, I think will depend on the FDA's new definition of healthy. So what percent of the food supply will meet that new definition? But I do think companies are interested in using these labels because we know from the research that these healthy labels tend to encourage consumers to buy those products. So companies will have some incentive to want to display the label since it could help drive their sales.
You mentioned a couple words about their surveys that they want to find out clear and relevant, you know, when it comes to food labels. And that to me isn't what food labels, I mean, reading food labels is difficult. What mistakes do people make when they look at these labels?
Yeah, you bring up a good point. And I think one reason that the FDA is interested in developing this new label is exactly what you mentioned, that reading food labels can be quite difficult. And I think a key reason for that is that the main label we have right now that's mandated in the US is the Nutrition Facts Panel. And your listeners are probably all familiar with this label. It's shown on the back of product packaging. It has a lot of numbers, number of calories, percent of saturated fat. And that information is very important for consumers to have access to. And it can be difficult to integrate and understand. We often have to perform calculations to understand how to use it. By contrast, what the FDA is developing and what other countries have done is a more summary measure. So something that integrates that information on the nutrition facts panel and helps interpret it for consumers in a way that's much quicker and easier for us to understand. And the label will also be on the front of the product packaging, so it will be better able to grab consumers' attention. You won't have to turn around the product to get that information. So I think that is addressing this concern with the difficulty of using that nutrition facts panel is exactly why the FDA and why other countries have gravitated towards these front of package labels that do some work for consumers, that do some interpretation and provide some more clear guidance about which products are healthier and which products are less healthy.
I'm also aware that product packaging can get very busy, that there are other logos and stamps on packaged food. I'm thinking of like the heart check mark saying it's certified to meet the nutritional guidelines specified by the American Heart Association. Do you think more logos could make this more confusing for people?
It's a great question. And you're right that when we go to the store and look at products, we're bombarded with marketing, even when we're just looking at the product packaging, to say nothing about the store environment as a whole. I do think that the development of a standardized front of package label, like what the FDA is doing, could provide clarity to consumers because it would be the same label across a large variety of products, as opposed to, you know, an American Heart Association label and a label from a different organization. So I think the federal government creating a label could be helpful to provide some uniformity in front of package labeling, though I agree that I expect that the front of product packaging will probably remain crowded for the reasons that you mentioned.
We're talking about food labeling and the future of it, what the FDA could decide, with Anna Grumman, who is a postdoctoral fellow in the Department of Nutrition at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. You can join in on food labels and whether you would want a stamp or a logo on a package that says healthy. What would that mean to you? What would impact your choices in the grocery store aisle? 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org on food labels. So you mentioned other countries, Anna, like, you know, I think it's Chile implementing health warning labels on food and beverages with high amounts of added sugar and sodium fat. How do other countries approach this type of labeling?
It's a great question. And the approach that other countries have taken is actually a little bit different than what the FDA is doing. So the FDA is developing what we would call a positive label. So it's meant to encourage consumers to buy a certain product or to shift their consumption towards healthier options. And their label would only be applied to healthier foods, right, that meet that nutrition standard the FDA will set. And less healthy foods will not be labeled at all. What other countries are doing, including Chile and a number of other Latin American countries, is the opposite. They're requiring warning labels that would be applied to products that are very high in sugar and sodium and saturated fat. So these are less healthy products because we're concerned about those nutrients. And these negative labels are meant to discourage consumption of those less healthy products. So sort of the opposite of the FDA's approach. And healthier foods are not labeled in these countries. They don't get those warning labels. And we think from the research that these negative labels are potentially more effective than the positive labels because they grab attention better and evoke consumers' emotional responses more strongly. So it's interesting the FDA has gravitated towards the healthy labels. And I think it would be very exciting for them to test those healthy labels directly against the systems that other countries are using and that we're seeing in the research is effective at informing consumers and driving healthier purchases.
I think that's so interesting because of that psychological effect that you explained going on when there is a warning about the product. And I wonder, too, about the implications of that type of approach on the bottom line of profits for that particular product. And whether that psychological effect of avoiding a product could be, you know, avoidance means that there's people aren't buying it. Therefore, that product, you know, either goes up in price or doesn't make as much money, maybe gets pulled off the shelf.
It's a great question. Yes. And you're nailing the nailing the interest that companies have in these positive labels, right? Companies tend to support those sorts of labeling programs more than the warning labels or the negative labels. What we're seeing in countries like Chile that have already implemented these warnings is that the research suggests these warnings are not causing job loss, for example, or big changes in profits. Instead, we're seeing that they actually create opportunities for new companies to enter the marketplace to support large food manufacturers in, for example, reformulating their products so that they wouldn't be required to display this warning, right? To remove some salt from the product so that the warning wouldn't be mandated. And that is, you know, good for industry, and it's also good for consumers because we're giving them healthier options sort of by default without having to even notice the label. So I think there's certainly a concern among companies and opportunities to improve the food supply in a way that's good for consumers and does not harm companies' bottom lines.
Let's bring in a caller now. Kevin joining us from Janesville. Kevin, hi. What would you like to bring up?
Hi, good morning. I'd like to see some sort of color-coded label, like green for low sodium, purple for low fat. I appreciate the heart healthy logo, keto friendly, all these abbreviations that we're already used to looking for on our labels, and then put them in like a big pie chart. And if it meets 5 out of 6, then it's also labeled as healthy, but it'd be a really quick visual for consumers to just look at it and go, bing, bing, bing.
Kevin, thank you so much for that. Anna, what about color coding to help people make choices?
I think Kevin is absolutely right that it's so useful when these labels can leverage our automatic associations, right? So green for go or red for stop. And we see in the research that labels that leverage these automatic associations are quite effective at grabbing our attention and helping us very quickly and easily understand more about a product. So totally on board with a color-coded labeling system.
In our last 30 seconds together, what are you watching for here out of the FDA? What are the next steps?
I will be excited to see their final label design and see it compared to what some other countries are doing. And I think the bottom line for consumers is that when these food labels are designed well, they're likely to help us identify healthier products and make healthier choices.
Yes. And, you know, even how a logo is designed can have implications, I would imagine. So there's a lot going into that visual.
That's right. I think it's crucial for us to invest in research to get the details of this policy right so that these new labels can have the biggest possible benefits for consumers and for public health.
Anna, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Anna Grumman is a postdoctoral fellow in the Department of Nutrition at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, as we've been talking about food labels. Just ahead, we talk with a literacy coach about how to help children who struggle with reading. Has your child fallen behind on literacy? What will you do about it this summer? 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.